Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. Episode 1. Hi, I'm Martin Bailey. I'm a semi-professional photographer based in Tokyo, Japan. You can probably guess from my accent, though, that I was born in England. I've lived in Japan, though, for pretty much the most part of the last 14 years. Although I do dabble in many photographic genres, I pretty much specialize in nature photography. In the coming podcasts, I'll be sharing with you many of my photographs, walking you through how I got the shots, the methods I used, the areas I took care in, and the things that I chose not to do to get what I believe is a successful shot. Today, I'm going to discuss a photograph I took of a flamingo's eye. What's so interesting about a flamingo's eye, I hear you say? We really need to take a look at the photograph together for you to appreciate that. So let's talk about how we're going to look at the photographs. If you're using iTunes, you will be able to see a thumbnail of the photograph in the bottom left-hand corner of the screen. If you click on that photograph, you'll be able to see a large version. I also believe that some iPods will allow you to view the photograph. Though, as I don't actually own an iPod, I have not tested this. If you do have any problems, please let me know. I'll be talking about how to contact me later on. If you're near a computer, we can actually go over to my website as well, and you can view the photograph there, and you'll also then be able to see the shutter speed, aperture settings, things like that, that I used when I took the shot. Although I will be discussing these very shortly. So, my website address is martinbaileyphotography.com. That's MartinBailey photography.com. When you get to the top page, you will be able to see a small section, not far from the top of the page, called Podcasts, interestingly enough. In there, you will see a small black box, a text field, in which you can input a number. For future reference, you can use this field and button to jump directly to the photograph, but today, as this is the first episode, I would like you to click the Podcasts button, the image or icon that you'll see under the podcast section, and that will jump you to the podcast page. What I would like to note here is that you can also input the number to jump directly to the photograph into the same box here, but also there is a list below of all available podcasts. In this list, if the podcast that you're looking at actually discusses a photograph, some will not, probably in the future, but if it does discuss a photograph, then there will be at least one thumbnail there which you can click to jump to the photograph. For practice today, let's type 595 into the text field above and click on the orange button to jump to the photograph. Whether you're on my website or looking at on iTunes or any other digital jukebox software that will allow you to view the attached photograph, you should now see a photograph of a stunning pink flamingo. I'm sure that pretty much everybody will be able to recognize this as a flamingo because we all have an image of the full bird in our minds. But I chose on this occasion to cut in very, very close to the flamingo's head and part of its wing. It's in a sleeping position with its beak under its feathers, under the wings, and the sun was very low in the sky, so we have a nice shadow around the eye. You'll notice that there is only a very, very narrow or shallow area of the shot that is in focus. Most people listening to this will know about depth of field. For those that do not, depth of field is the area of the photograph in which the subject is in acceptable focus. The way that I chose to make this particular photograph was to really bring us in just to the animal's eye. It's the part that I find most interesting and the part that I really wanted to show you. So I used an aperture of 5.6, which is the widest that I can achieve with the lens that I used at 400 millimeters. The result is that you get around 21 millimeters of focus, acceptable focus. This, of course, depends on how far away you are from the subject. On this occasion, I was around 4 meters from the animal. Obviously, I don't know, I don't have a calculator in my mind, and I don't know that I only have 21 millimeters of depth of field when I'm taking the shot, but I do realize that it's very shallow. I used a depth of field calculator before speaking to you to let you know the exact depth of field. The point I'm trying to make, though, is that we do have very little focusing leeway. You have to make sure that you get it right, and I find that when taking photographs of animals' eyes and things like this, you really have to ensure that you focus crisply on the eye itself. The other thing that you do need to take into account is that at 400 millimeters, if you're not using a tripod, you are going to suffer severe camera shake, and the result will be a very blurred photograph if you do not have a fast enough shutter speed. The rule of thumb is to use the focal length in millimeters as the shutter speed. For example, as I was here, you are using a 400 millimeter lens, then you will need to have at least 1/400th of a second shutter speed. If, however, as I was here, you are using a digital SLR, then unless you're using a 1DS or the up-and-coming 5D or any other digital SLR that has a full-size sensor, you're going to have to also factor in the crop factor or the focal length multiplier. It's basically the number by which you have to multiply the focal length to get the actual focal length with your digital SLR. For example, I took this shot, as I said, at 400 millimeters, so the actual focal length with my 20D was 640 millimeters. So I need a shutter speed of 640th of a second or more, or this shot has a good chance of becoming blurred. Obviously, if I'm using the image stabilizer, I can get away with less, but then there's always the chance that the subject will move and then I'll have subject blur. If that happens, I still am going to need a relatively fast shutter speed. To ensure that this was crisp, I used 1/800th of a second shutter speed. With the available light on the day, to achieve this shutter speed, I had to set the ISO of my camera to 200. Obviously, by doubling the ISO, I'm in effect halving the shutter speed from 400 to 800th of a second. The result is that I have a shot where the eye and just the feathers around the eye are in perfect crisp focus, and the back of the head and the foreground are slightly out of focus. Also, because of the shallow depth of field, the background is totally out of focus. If you have your monitor calibrated correctly, you should see some pinkish object in the background. These are actually other flamingos. If I'd used a deeper depth of field, these would have become more focused and undoubtedly drawn the eye of the viewer of the photograph away from the main subject, which is the eye of the flamingo. One of the drawbacks of compact digitals is that you cannot get a very shallow depth of field due to the relationship between the size of the lens and the sensor within the camera. But some high-end compact digitals do give you the ability to change the aperture. If you select a smaller number and therefore selecting a wider aperture, you can get this effect to a certain extent, so it's definitely worth trying. Note that the depth of field becomes shallower the closer the object is to the lens, to you, and also the more you're zooming. If you use a wide-angle lens with the subject at 4 meters and an aperture of 5.6, you get a very, very deep depth of field. The same thing with 400, as you see here, I had 21 millimeters. Finally, one controversial subject that I'd like to touch on is where I actually took this shot. I wasn't in Africa or somewhere, I was actually in a zoo. I was in the Ueno Zoo in Tokyo. I, for a long time, have wondered whether it's acceptable to take photographs of captive animals, and I've kind of come to the conclusion that as long as I do not try to purvey that I took this anywhere other than a zoo, I think it's okay. You'll notice some photographs on my website that have a capital C after the title of the photograph. This is a C for captive or for controlled conditions. By putting this here, I allow any potential buyer for commercial use or somebody that might want a print of this photograph to understand that I did take this under controlled conditions, and then they're under no disillusions. If they decide that they want the photograph anyway, that's fine. If they do not want to buy the photograph, they can walk away. That's totally up to them, and they have the choice because they know. I actually wrote an article about this entitled "Is Photographing Zoo Animals Wrong?" In my forum. If you go to the forum, you can take a look at the article. Also post comments yourself. I'd be very interested to hear your opinion. So that's about it for this podcast. I will be attempting to release at least one podcast a week in the future. If you have any comments or feedback, any requests for discussion on any of the other photographs on my website, you can contact me. Contact me for anything you like. If you go to the top page of my website, there's a Contact Us section. You can fill out the form and contact me from there. There's a similar link on the podcast page. And also, if you do fill out the free registration, you can direct mail me from the forum or post comments in the forum itself. Whichever method you decide to use, I'm very much looking forward to speaking to you, and I'll see you again probably next week. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
This has been a Martin Bailey Photography Podcast.